Earlier on, we were talking to, we were talking all about Dave Kutchner from Anchorman. He, of course, plays the part of Champ, and he's around Ireland at the moment. And we're trying to work out, because he was drinking down in St. Jude's GAA club last night. And we're trying to find out, why exactly is he in Ireland? Well, guess who has the answer? My friend, Clodagh McKenna. Clodagh, how are you?
I'm great, Colm. How are you?
I'm good. Now, friend of the stars now, you are. So how did you get to meet David Kutchner?
Well, you know, Esquire magazine, which is that kind of very big, glossy men's magazine.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little more of a lifestyle magazine, you know, with sports and everything in it. Beautiful magazine. They also have a television network channel in the States. And the production company that makes shows for the production company, I've done some work with them in the past for various things with Anthony Bourdain, and I they contacted me and told me he was coming to town to do a show basically on the Insider's Guide to Dublin.
Oh,
and they asked me if I'd be part of it and meet with him for lunch and chat to him about what he should go and see and talk to him about food in general and what's happening in Ireland. So
that's nice.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, so what's he like?
He is really, really fantastic. He is just like he is on Anchorman. Very intelligent guy, incredibly sincere. And his wife, Lee, who he's actually over with at the moment, she is a complete lovely person as well. And yeah, they're just really great company. We had a 3-hour lunch that was, I've never laughed so much in my life.
Brilliant.
And it was great fun.
So what, did you cook for him or did you take him out somewhere?
We took him out to the Mullen Mills because they wanted to go to places that were brand new. So Mullen Mills opened up 3 weeks ago and basically we just spoke about Irish food over it.
Yeah.
Like the perception basically of Irish food in the US still is pretty crap. And so this is kind of just another effort to kind of show people that, you know, we've moved on in food and what's really happening on the food scene in Ireland.
So what did he eat? What did he like?
Well, he ate lots of things. I ordered everything from him, like I usually do with all my friends when we had for dinner.
Right.
I want him to taste coddle. And so we had coddle, and the way the Woolen Mills do it actually is beautiful. They had lovely big chunks of kind of ham in it rather than bacon. And of course a gorgeous spiced sausage in there and tomato. That was actually his favourite thing. And then we had fried mackerel with a lovely spring slaw. We had, what else did we have? Oh yeah, we had a mussel and leek pate, which was delicious. And we had one other thing, and I can't remember what it was. Yes, the cheesy mac, which they're doing now with pulled pork. But the coddle was, he said that was his favourite thing.
It.
And of course, I'm sure they had a couple of pints of Guinness the night before.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Now, he seems to be just going around the city, because as I said, we were talking to the chaps from St. Jude's earlier on, and he was out there at the game last night and had a few pints in the St. Jude's club bar afterwards. He has a St. Jude's jersey, which he's going to go tonight, and the lads are all taking him out on a pub crawl across Ranelagh, Kimmage and down to... So is this all being filmed, or is this him on downtime?
Yeah, it's all been filmed,
wow.
I presume. I mean, I don't know if they filmed last night's part, because it's more food-based, but... It probably is. I mean, it's a great to. And when I was chatting with them as well, I think what they're trying to do is to find a kind of different side of Dublin that a lot of people wouldn't see. You know, I spoke to them a lot about, you know, trying to encourage people when they come here to go out and get the dart and go out to places like Howth and Dalkey and Monkstown, you know, do the waterfront and get out of the city and go to the little seaside villages.
Yeah,
and when I was telling him about it, he was like, what? You know, you can go out, there's little villages on the seaside. And I'm like, yes, we're in Ireland. You know, it's unbelievable. Look out your back there. It's a river. It actually opens up into a massive port. And, you know, there's great things going on in the sea, like right in Dublin Port, you know.
And how long is he over for? Will he be able to get, I mean, will he visit Clodagh's kitchen in Blackrock?
Well, that's off camera because we weren't allowed, depending on the show, you can, if you're talking about food, you can't bring them to your own restaurant.
You can't be promoting your own stuff.
Okay. Being pretty honest about it, yeah, that's exactly it.
But how long is he over for? Will he get to all of these places?
I think they've actually gone back today, either today or tomorrow morning.
Okay, I think it's tomorrow because they're definitely the because he's invited all the lads from St Jude's GAA out tonight.
Oh, has he? Okay, so it's tomorrow then they're going back. But they've been here since Monday, so they've been here a whole week.
Okay,
so they've done quite a few things already.
And will we get to see that show? Do you think? I mean, will it be on? Would you get it on YouTube or on the internet?
You know, it would be great if RTE took it. I'm sure they probably will. I'm sure it'll be kind of streaming at some stage. It'll go out first on Esquire TV.
Right.
Not sure exactly when, but when it does, I will send on the link to you guys.
Do.
And we can all have a good.
So everything else good with you?
Everything else is good. Yeah, just busy writing. I'm writing my fifth book at the moment.
You're like J.K. Rowling.
I know.
Clodagh
keep
Potter.
Rolling, like, take care, rolling. So yeah, that's pretty fun. It's always kind of an intense period because I have to have all my recipes done by the end of August. I've got 140 of them to test and deliver. So that's always a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's always good fun, that. All right, as always, Clodagh, good talking to you. And there you are, friend of the stars with David Cushing. Make sure you give us that link when you find out when it is going
out. I will, definitely, yeah. Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Clodagh.
Bye.
Take care of yourself. See you. Bye-bye. He's around town, David Cushing. He could be going back tomorrow. But, I mean, if you're around, as we talked to the guy earlier on, Paul Mannion, I think the meeting in Donny's tonight, then they're heading down to Ranelagh, then they're going across to Kimmage, I think, and after that then they're going to go out to the Glenside in Churchtown. Busy one.